now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of November 20th. This week in 1980, Paul McCartney's Wings Over America film premiered in New York City. Bill Haley played for Queen Elizabeth in London, England this week in 1979, and it was his last ever visit to the UK. Elton John, Cher, and Donny Osmond performed for the Queen at her Royal Variety Show in London in 2001. In 1973, a 19-year-old audience member filled in at a San Francisco Who concert when the drummer Keith Moon collapsed on stage. Elvis's largest grossing movie, Blue Hawaii, premiered this week in 1961, and his movie Love Me Tender released nationwide in 1956 in the U.S. Minutes before U.S. President John F. Kennedy was assassinated this week in 1963 in Dallas, Texas, Bobby V, Dick and Dee Dee, and Dale and Grace were all together, and they were waving to his motorcade from outside their rehearsal hall. Simon and Garfunkel appeared as Tom and Jerry this week on American Bandstand in 1957. The second British Beatles album, With the Beatles, was released this week in 1963. A slight variation of that album was called Beatlemania in Canada, released in November 1963. John Lennon returned as member of the British Empire Medal to protest Britain's involvement in Biafra and Vietnam this week in 1969. The band performed their last waltz concert in San Francisco's Winterland in 1976. The White Album by the Beatles released this week in 1968. And in 2008, Cadillac Records, the loosely based story of Chicago's Chess Records, had its world premiere in Hollywood, California. In the studio this week in 1964, the Zombies recorded Tell Her No. Bob Dylan began recording his first self-titled album this week in 1961. The Young Rascals began recording Good Lovin' in 65, and Jack Scott recorded What in the World's Come Over You this week in 1959. Birthdays this week, Tina Turner turns 83, John McVie from Fleetwood Mac, 77, Gail McCormick, born in 1948, Robert Goulet in 1933. Jesse Colin Young from the Youngbloods is 81, Norman Greenbaum turns 80, Joe Walsh, 75. Dwayne Allman from the Allman Brothers Band, born in 1946. Dr. John, whose real name was Mac Rebenack, born this week as well. And I'm missing the year. I beg your pardon. Livingston Taylor is 72. Terry Stafford, born in 41. Betty Everett in 1939. Lee Michaels is 77. Pete Best is 81, the ousted drummer from the Beatles when he was let go in 1962. Donald Duck Dunn, the bass player with Booker T and the MGs, born in 1941. Tommy Alsop from the Crickets, who flipped the coin with Ritchie Valens for the seat on Ritchie's ill-fated plane, was born this week in 1934. Percy Sledge, born in 1940. Bob Lindis turning 80. Sonny Girassi from The Outsiders and Climax, born in this week, 1946. The late Arlene Barton, and one of my early song memories as a child, If I'd Known You Were Coming, I'd Have Baked a Cake. She was born this week in 1929. And Jean Terrell from The Supremes is 78. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of November 20th. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.